Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
When we decided to come north to broadcast live, we knew we wanted the folks from the Wiawaka Holiday House on the show. We certainly wanted them to share their amazing story and history with us, but we also just get a kick out of saying Wiawaka.
I was going to say that too. Wiawaka is one of the oldest and longest continually operating retreats for women in America. Today, Wiawaka continues as a summer retreat, and on July 14th, they'll be hosting a Hyde Family Fun Day.
Christine Dixon is the executive director of the Wiawaka Holiday House and joins us here at the Hyde Collection amongst this beautiful art by Georgia O'Keeffe, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her to the broadcast. Thank you very much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, we asked this question of Kristen just a moment ago of at what point she received the phone call from the Hyde to become a partner in all of this. When did you get into this?
I think June Leary and I started talking almost a couple years ago.
Wow.
Two summers ago, we were sitting on a porch at Wiawaka talking about their plans and their potential partners, and it was exciting then and knew we wanted to be part of it.
So what's the story? What's the story? The Wiawaka story.
The Wiawaka story. How Wiawaka came to be?
Whatever.
Sure.
Sure.
You pick that up. I'm a downstate girl. Wiawaka's been around since 1903. Founded, I'll mention two women's names, but really many women were involved in the creation of the organization as a place of respite for the working girls, as they were called back then, from Troy and Cohoes in the garment factories, as a summer camp.
Yeah.
Even the middle class summered back then, and weren't limited to just that Saturday-Sunday break, but they took extended periods of time to...
No guys.
Uh-huh. No. Then... the working girls would come up for a week or two of
You have to be careful because working girls in New York City mean something else.
I know. Oh, you're right. They do. But we're not in New York City.
No, that's true. Good comeback.
And certainly our focus has expanded well beyond just women working in factories from Troy and Cohoes since then, since we've been operating continuously since 1903. We serve any woman over the age of 18 who could use a break, which you may know of one or two of them yourself. That's pretty much every woman.
So what
I
do you
know.
Do there? I mean, do you play volleyball, tetherball? What happens? Go in the water? You know.
Do as much or as little as you'd like. We have a summer calendar that is pretty eclectic. A series of workshops that tend to focus on health and wellness, self-expression, life skills. A woman can participate in as many or as few of those workshops as she'd like. We have a striking piece of property, so there's plenty to do if you're doing, quote-unquote, nothing.
Now you said you have a striking piece of property. Now, let's not understate this. You've got one of these spots on the lake.
I understand you've been.
I have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a second. You're not a girl.
No, but they have conferences up there, and that's why every once in a while you'll let us in.
Yes, we do. Yeah. We're not an anti-male place at all, and in fact, men are welcome in July when accompanied by a woman, and we have other programs open to the public.
Wait, I just don't understand this. In the old days, it was exclusively women. Now, if a woman brings a man, it's just like the old bars in reverse. The bars, you were not allowed, if you're a woman, to go in alone unless you were accompanied by a man. Now it's the other way around, right?
At Wiawaka, yes,
Wiawaka.
In July.
Okay.
You got that?
Well, I have it. I'm ready. I'm going to try some other things. But
okay.
Are you good?
So far.
All right. All right. And you, if not, you let me know. Yeah, that's right. That's it. So here was the thing. So I loved it. But again, you have the location. I mean, this is an absolutely beautiful place.
Drop dead gorgeous. Striking.
And that's part of the whole thing. There no telephones, no TVs. You go in the room and you are one with the place, one with nature, and, you know, in my case, with my spouse, which is very nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much of, I think, what you're talking about today, too, is the abundant beauty and the healing, restorative powers of the mountains and the lake. I mean, we are truly blessed to be where we are on Lake George, and that's the experience. So we're preserving that genuine, authentic turn-of-the-century experience.
How do you support it?
Through patrons and fundraising. So, you know, we do a fair amount of fundraising. Need to do more. We've got a pretty long to-do list, but like a lot of places with historical structures. But through patrons.
I was curious yesterday when I was putting the script together. I didn't know what Wiawaka meant, so I went and looked for it. And what I realized, first of all, when you go in to try to find it, you're really the only listing. Like it isn't a word that is so much in the vernacular, other than in reference to your property. But ultimately, going back to the Abenaki tribe, yep, of being the great spirit of women,
yes,
is my understanding.
Yep.
Which obviously keeps in with the theme. So that was the original name and idea that came out of all those years ago when it started.
Yes, and Katrina Trask is actually credited with naming the organization Wiawaka, and the direct translation of the word has been under some discussion, but we're sticking with Katrina Trask's definition, which is the great spirit of women.
Yes, because there are some things. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll stick with that.
Yes.
see, this is where I thought you would get in, Alan. You ask what or the other.
What?
Nothing.
You have a twinkle in your eye. What's the twinkle about?
No. Well, I think when you say it's under much discussion, it's how it's ultimately defined. I found some other definitions as well.
Right.
The one that seems to be embraced is this great spirit of women.
Right. For those who look for a literal translation, they may not find the great spirit of women, but that's what we've got on the wall at Wiawaka in Katrina Trask's hands.
Are you there all year long?
We're a summer operation. Yeah. I work year-round, but we're open from mid-June to Labor Day.
Do you live there?
I do not. I spend a lot of time there.
Yeah,
I live
yeah.
in Charlton, actually.
It feels like you live there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a cube person anyway, so I'm very lucky to... My office is Wiawaka, Lake George, in the summer.
When a lot of what you do, of course, is you have organizations come in, but then, so the average person who is listening, if they want to take part, how do they do that?
Yeah, we're a place for any woman, primarily. That's our mission, is a place of respite for any woman. And that could be one woman by herself, that could be a woman and a girlfriend, a bunch of friends. And most of the women who come to Wiawaka have wonderful lives. They just realize there's value in leaving that wonderful life for a period of time and taking some respite amongst friends or by themselves. And then there's a percentage of women who come to us who are in transition of some kind. They're going through something and they're seeking a deeper experience or some reflection, and we're a beautiful spot for that, whether they're alone or participating in our programs.
Do they have to pay?
We do have a standard single rate. We offer financial assistance for any woman who cannot afford our rates.
Did you ever have to send anybody home from camp?
No.
Is that right?
That's right.
Or, no. Of the people who are in those transitions, are they often referred to you, or do they know about it?
Sometimes. Very strong word of mouth, but we do get referrals from physicians and other organizations. And part of my effort, and the most meaningful and really parallels our founding days, is partnering with other organizations who serve women to bring in groups of women.
This like?
Women veterans, survivors of cancer, domestic violence. This will be our fifth summer providing a retreat for women veterans. And those are collaborative efforts, both in terms of the programming, which is intentional, and the funding. So
everybody get along? The various groups who come?
Sure, yeah. Yes.
So you might have a veteran person, or you might have somebody who is coming off an addiction, for example,
mm-hmm.
And everybody does seem to get along.
Oh, sure. It's a peaceful place. It's almost like a sanctuary, and people will sometimes come in, much like all of us at the end of a week, maybe you're a little bit tense, but by the end of the experience, they've evened out and relaxed a bit, and so never had any...
There for rejuvenation and healing.
Yes. Yep.
Christine Dixon is the executive director of the Wiawaka Holiday House. You can find out more information about their work and about the Family Fun Day at wiawaka.org, wiawaka.org. Christine Dixon, a great pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Again, wiawaka.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.